News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And clear skies and 58 now, but rain back in our forecast this week. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we do have a new accident off of McCrary Road between Moffitt and Lakewoods Drive. Also, some delays northbound 65 at exit 13 at Sayreland. It's going to be construction slowing up traffic, and we'll see that most of the day. Have you started a new year on the wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000 square foot European spa and fitness center. Go to grand1847.com for all the information. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fair Hope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5. Are you you addicted to your cell phone, your smartphone? One of these studies has come out, a survey. We'll ask you a few questions here so you could self-diagnose if you have a smartphone addiction. That's coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in Montgomery this morning as Representative Mo Brooks casts a no vote in an anti-hate measure, which passed the House last week. And he was not the only one to cast their vote against the measure, as Representative Mike Rogers also voted against the measure. This bill does condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry. It condemns discrimination against Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and more. Representative Brooks says, "I oppose discrimination against anyone based on inherent characteristics like ethnicity, race, sex, or any other attribute over which a person has no control. Quite frankly, I am shocked the Socialist Democrats who sponsored the bill refused to similarly condemn discrimination against Caucasian Americans and Christians." He goes on to say that the failure to specifically state opposition to discrimination against Caucasian Americans and Christians, while reflective of Socialist Democrats' priorities and values, is by omission, quote, fatal to the bill. Brooks also said the measure failed to condemn Representative Omar. She's a Muslim representative from Minnesota, on her remarks she made that have been criticized as being anti-Semitic. From measures to money, employment numbers here in the state of Alabama, courtesy of the state's Department of Labor, are looking good. The state's preliminary seasonally adjusted January unemployment rate is 3.8%, which is unchanged from December 2018's rate. According to the department, it's the eighth consecutive month for a record high in employment. As of January, more than 2.1 million Alabama residents were employed, which is 3,000 more than in the month of December. Labor Secretary Fitzgerald Washington says that the state has also seen over-the-year growth in high-wage industries like construction, information, and manufacturing sectors. Over the year, wage and salary employment increased in the leisure and hospitality sector, the trade, transportation, and utility sector, as well in the construction sector as well. Counties with the lowest unemployment rates: Shelby County at 3.2%, Marshall and Coleman at 3.7%, and Tuscaloosa, Morgan, Madison, Elmore counties, they came in at 3.8%. Wilcox County had the highest at 10.5%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. So I saw this list, Dalton. These are survey questions to find out if you had a smartphone addiction.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
This is how the people answered, so you can score yourself accordingly. When you're at home and walk into a different room, do you usually bring your phone with you?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. They were 50-50. Half the people said yes to that one. How often do you leave the house without your phone?
Seldomly. And if I do, it's an accident.
Yeah, okay. Barring accidents, and that is, you see me almost pull up at the station, have to turn around and go home and get my phone. 67% of respondents said rarely or never. 22% said every now and then. Only 8% said they leave regularly without their phone. And 2% said they never take their smartphone anywhere.
Okay.
It's just like it sits at the house.
Why have one?
That's the whole idea, having it mobile, right? Would you feel weird without your phone because you wouldn't know what to do if you just didn't have your phone?
And I know what to do when I don't have my phone. I like not having my phone. I just take it with me everywhere.
All right. 22% said yes to that one. Would you feel any sense of relief if you didn't have your phone on you for the day?
Probably not.
29% said yes, 34% said no, 37% weren't sure and started looking for their phone. Would you feel anxious because you wouldn't be able to instantly communicate with people?
If I went a long time without it, yeah. If it's just a few minutes, I'm good.
44% said they would. Would you focus better in general without your phone?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, me too. 43% said yes, 24% said no. And right now, 49% of the people in the survey say they paid more attention to what was going on around them if they didn't have their phone. 20% wouldn't. Everyone else on the fence here. So there you go. A few questions and self-probing there. You can self-diagnose if you got an issue with your phone.
I think it's going to be a bigger and bigger problem with the kids that only grow up with phones in their life.
And even guys in their later 40s like me used to that way. All right, 713 Check News from WKRG next.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It was like a jolt. And I thought, man. And then my sister-in-law texted me. She said, hey, did you feel that?
Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. On Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt near Jay, Florida. Speed is believed to be a factor in a weekend crash that killed a Baldwin County teenager. State troopers say an SUV ran off the road, hit a ditch, and rolled over at least two times. Passenger 17-year-old David Gooch was thrown from the SUV and died. A Mobile funeral home is ordered to pay $12 million to a family after the funeral home lost a loved one's remains. Shelly Hood sued Pinecrest Funeral Home after the funeral home couldn't tell her where her mother was buried. A big crowd expected at Stankey Field tonight. The South Alabama Jags welcome the 17th-ranked Auburn Tigers. First pitch is at 6:30. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Auburn hops back into the top 25. NFL free agency has unofficially begun, and UFC superstar Conor McGregor arrested again. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As we entered championship week in college basketball, the final AP Top 25 poll was released before Selection Sunday this weekend for the NCAA tournament. The top three teams remain unchanged, with Gonzaga ranked number one, Virginia number two, and North Carolina number number 3. The Kentucky Wildcats moved up 2 places to number 4. Duke dropped 1 spot to number 5, followed by Michigan State, Texas Tech, Tennessee at number 8, LSU at number 9, and Michigan comes in ranked 10th. Auburn moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Tigers upset then number 5 ranked Tennessee on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars women's team advanced to round 2 of the Sun Belt Conference tournament after they beat Louisiana 73-61 at the Mitchell Center in round 1 last night. South's Antoinette Lewis led all scorers with 20 points and grabbed 12 rebounds for her 10th double-double of the season. Earlier Monday, Lewis was announced as a first-team All-Sun Belt player. Today, the 7th-seeded Jags play round 2 against number 6-seed Texas State. The tournament now moves to its main site in New Orleans at Lakefront Arena. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. The men's Jaguars team begins the Sun Belt tournament tonight with a first-round game against number 9-seed Arkansas State. The number 8-seed Jags get to play one last time this season at home in the Mitchell Center. The game is set to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL league year officially begins tomorrow, but Monday began what the NFL calls the legal tampering period. There were many free agent signings announced yesterday, although none of the signings are official until Wednesday, and plenty of former Alabama players on the move this offseason. Landon Collins was the first to reportedly find a new home. He told ESPN's Josina Anderson that he'll sign with the Washington Redskins on a 6-year, $84 million contract with $45 million guaranteed. This morning it was announced that former Bama and Baltimore linebacker C.J. Mosley is expected to sign with the New York Jets on a 5-year, $85 million contract. He'll get $51 million guaranteed on that deal. After announcing a trade for Steelers All-Pro wide receiver Antonio Brown on Sunday, the Oakland Raiders will reportedly sign former New England Patriots left tackle Trent Brown to the richest contract for an offensive lineman in league history. It's a 4-year, $66 million deal with $36.75 million guaranteed. Former LSU Tiger, Arizona Cardinal, and Houston Texan safety Tyrann Mathieu is headed to the Kansas City Chiefs when he signs a 3-year, $42 million deal. And Tampa Bay wide receiver DeSean Jackson is headed back to Philadelphia, where his career began in 2008. Former UFC 2 division champion Conor McGregor was arrested on Monday for allegedly smashing someone's phone early Monday in Miami. According to MMAfighting.com, citing the arrest affidavit, McGregor and the alleged victim, Ahmed Abderzak of England, were both exiting the Fountain Blue Hotel at around 5:20 a.m. on Monday morning when Abderzak attempted to take a photo of McGregor with his phone. McGregor allegedly slapped the phone out of Abderzak's hand to the floor and then stomped on it several times, then picked up the phone and walked away. The UFC superstar was arrested around 12 hours later on a second-degree felony charge of strong-armed robbery and a third-degree felony charge for criminal mischief. The 30-year-old Irishman is no stranger to run-ins with the law. Last year, he was arrested on 2 felony counts in Brooklyn after he threw a dolly through a bus window following a UFC media day. McGregor ended up accepting a deal, pleading guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct and avoided jail time. He was suspended 9 months from the UFC. 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, help me with something, too. First of all, so everybody knows, number one, Conor McGregor threw a dolly. Not Dalai Lama, not a religious right. leader.
Not Dolly Parton.
And not Dolly Parton, and not just not Dolly Madison.
No, none of those dollies.
Like one you use to move stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't say hello, Dolly, before he threw it.
So this violent outbreak from Conor McGregor, not the first. But do you think about Abderzak and this guy? He had to go at least 24 hours without a smartphone. This is really, yeah. I think he can sue for mental anguish there.
And as a guy that was leaving a club at 5:30 a.m., probably addicted to that smartphone.
Nope, I would say. All right. I mean, 24 hours without the smartphone.
That's tough. He said it was worth $1,000.
Mental anguish would be 10 times that. All right, 7:20, coming right back. By the way, too, Auburn plays Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday around 2:30 p.m. Okay. That's when they start their SEC tournament, playing either Missouri or Georgia. We'll find out tonight.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Don't forget when you're filing your tax returns this year that the tax law no longer allows deductions for unreimbursed work expenses. That includes certain car expenses and parking costs, airfare and meals for business trips, and home offices, all items that your employer didn't pay you back for. Previously, you could deduct those expenses if they or any other miscellaneous itemized expenses exceeded 2% of your adjusted gross income. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. SCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, advance just a few minor fender benders, including McCrary between Moffitt and Lakewoods Drive, but they've got it off to the side of the road. Again, you'll have construction slowing you down. Northbound 65, it's going to be at exit 13, Saraland exit all day long. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway, and coming in from each direction looks good, but no major backups or delays. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they've got the Lloyd made by Cavalier. If you're looking for a new home, pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 723 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, by the way, spring is, what, 9 days away officially? And if you're going to get into that spring cleaning, a lot easier to clean if you don't have all the junk in the way to clean around. And maybe you made that New Year's resolution to get organized in 2019. Well, it's all part of getting rid of the junk. That's how you face it, how you tackle this honey-do list that is junk-based. You call my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get the junk gone from your office, your house, that stuff in the attic, the stuff out in the storage unit. Wherever you've got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey, local guy, and he and his crew, I saw them by my house the other day, doing work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Easy to make that appointment, too. Just contact them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and set a specific day and time. That's when they come by. They assess the job. They give you a price. If you agree to it, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers in this morning as the devastation left behind from the March 3rd tornadoes in Lee County. 23 people died, dozens injured, businesses demolished, and now we know the timber industry took a big hit. In a newly released report, the Alabama Forestry Commission's preliminary assessment of timber damage found that 5,888 forested acres were damaged in Macon, Lee, and Barber counties, with more than 149,000 tons of timber lost. The timber has an estimated value when it comes to millions of dollars, and the estimated total cost for site preparation and replanting the area also includes that number, and is estimated when you total it all together as $5.8 million in damage to Alabama's timber industry. And that number is expected to go up once the amount of broken limbs, fallen trees, and non-forest debris on the land is expected to cost more due to the cleanup and its impact on properties. The commission is encouraging landowners to salvage your damaged timber as soon as possible in hopes of avoiding the danger of wildfires or bark beetle infestation. Cost share assistance is available, they say, at local USDA service centers. And when it comes to recovery costs, those numbers are based on an average estimated total cost for site preparation and replanting, which comes out to be approximately $425 per acre. More weather-related news, as yes, that was an earthquake yesterday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded 3 miles east-northeast of Flomaton in Escambia County. The USGS describes the earthquake's impact as, quote, weak, and does confirm it was felt as far away as Bruton, about 20 miles from Flomaton. It was not just here in Alabama. State of Florida also felt the rumbles. And no, it's not your imagination. This is the second time we're talking about earthquakes. Last winter, Wednesday, a 2.6 magnitude earthquake was recorded in Florida, about 5 miles east of Century. Our very own Dr. Bill will talk to us more about that earthquake, as well as what we can expect when it comes to our weather today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Kelly, you're going to need to talk to Doc about that, because he'll tell us earthquakes aren't weather, so maybe we'll get a little bit of discussion. But, you know, that there's a couple earthquakes on the 7th and the one that happened yesterday. And think back, it was late last year, maybe November or December of last year, earthquake that had hit up in North Alabama into Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then got us in a discussion about fault lines in the southeast. Then we thought about the New Madrid fault line that comes down through Tennessee, the same one that back in the 1800s, earthquake there formed Real Foot Lake. There in western Tennessee, and there are fault lines out in the Gulf, not too far offshore, and they're just kind of quiet. We just have never had real issues, and they don't have a lot of pressure associated with them like they do, in the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. But still, fault lines here and little tremors. It seems like it's been on a kind of a run here. I mean, the way earthquakes go, they don't exactly happen in staccato fashion, but if it happens over 3 months and you get three different rumbles, mm-hmm. Maybe worth talking about.
Yeah, kind of a trend, if you will, that we're seeing more and more down
yes.
here. More than usual.
Yeah, more than usual, although more than usual in recent memory. We have nothing to compare it against. It could have been that before we started recording this stuff, it happened a lot more regularly. That's the problem with us humans, because we only have so much time on the planet that we kind of get this idea, well, this is exactly that, this is normal, this is abnormal. We realize that the Earth looks at things probably a lot longer space of time.
Yeah, for sure.
We have these little tiny snippets of what we think is normal, and then we say, well, this is abnormal. Well, but maybe it's completely normal in a 1,000-year cycle.
Good point.
What is abnormal is daylight saving time.
I am still on this
because the online opinion poll question still popping. Do you think daylight saving time should be observed year round? Big switch from yesterday. Now the good guys are winning. I'm sorry. 80% of folks saying yes. We should stay on DST year-round. Although there's been people send me notes and said, I don't care which one it is, just stick with one, too.
Make it easier.
President Trump yesterday said he was on board with sticking with DST, backing up Senator Marco Rubio's plan. So
he's down with DST, is what you're saying? Yeah, I've still got wall clocks I need to fix.
Yeah, if you wait long enough, in November, they'll be correct again. 728, Dr. Bill joins us in just a little bit. Check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A proposed gas tax hike seems to be on the fast track in Alabama. The Rebuild Alabama bill has passed a House committee, full House vote, and now a Senate committee in less than a week. The bill, which now heads the full Senate, would raise the gas tax from 18 to 28 cents a gallon. A Citronelle teenager killed in an ATV crash will be laid to rest this week. A visitation for Anna Weaver is tonight at Restoration Church in Citronelle. Monday, her classmates met at the flagpole to pray for the high school freshman and her family.
family. Principal Randy Campbell.
It's just going to be a big loss for us, and it's going to take some time.
Two men are charged in a home invasion robbery in Pensacola, the victim just 15 years old. Tony McGee and Tyrone Wilkins are accused of stealing $250, a PlayStation 4, and a cell phone. Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt in Jay, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock. With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed. Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
The last of the U.S. Embassy staff in Venezuela is pulling out as conditions in the country deteriorate. The U.S. has been leading an international effort to oust socialist President Nicolas Maduro. A major storm taking shape west of the Mississippi will include heavy rain in the southern plains and heavy snow in the Intermountain West.
From flood watches to blizzard warnings to tornadoes in the south, the west is covered up with warnings. Big time storms out there, lots of snow, blizzard conditions beginning tonight.
Meteorologist Chad Myers keeping watch. Boeing says it has deployed a software update to its 737 MAX 8, the plane type that crashed in Ethiopia Sunday. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is confident in the jet's airworthiness.
The 737 MAX is safe. We're very confident in that.
Archive audio after Boeing stood by the 737 MAX 8 after a Lion Air crash months ago. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. The U.S. has told Germany it will curb intelligence sharing with Berlin if it allows Huawei to participate in its 5G mobile network. The warning came in a recent letter from the U.S. ambassador to Germany, seen by the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. has been lobbying its allies to boycott Huawei due to national security risks. The firm has pushed back against the claims by filing a lawsuit against the U.S. federal government. Pillsbury parent Hometown Food is conducting a nationwide recall of flour packaged under the popular Pillsbury brand due to concerns the product may be contaminated with salmonella. The FDA is urging consumers not to eat the recalled product sold at retailers including Publix and Winn-Dixie. A new augmented reality game based on Harry Potter books will hit app stores later this year. Harry Potter Wizards Unite, being developed by Niantic, the company behind the Pokemon Go craze. It will allow players to explore real-world surroundings while casting spells. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I like this better than yesterday. Cooler and a lot easier to see out there.
Yeah, quite a difference from yesterday morning, but we got some drier air that came in late yesterday. We had a stalled front, a stationary front north of us, and then it moved south as a cold front. and it's going to clear us off for today. Should be rather pleasant with a high of about 72, and we'll have partly cloudy skies. Now, tonight, the clouds come back, although we will cool into the upper 50s. And then tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day, the wind around to the southeast and picking up to 10 to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. We'll see a high of about 75 degrees, and tomorrow afternoon there's a slight chance of a shower. As we look ahead now to Thursday, Thursday a good chance for showers with a high in the upper 70s. As a cold front will be approaching our area, that front will get in Thursday night. Thursday night we can look to showers and a few thunderstorms. And there's a possibility that a couple of those thunderstorms could become severe. On Friday, all that activity starts to move out, although we'll still see some scattered showers around. And it'll be cooler on Friday, 68 degrees, about 10 degrees cooler than Thursday. So that should be comfortable. Friday night, we're going to get down to around 45 degrees. And then on Saturday, a high of only 60 with a slight chance of a shower. Saturday night will be rather chilly, low 40s, which means some areas could be in the upper 30s. And then on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of around 65. So we've got some nice cool weather coming in for the weekend. But before that, showers will be numerous on Thursday, and the possibility of some severe activity Thursday night.
Now, when you talk about severe thunderstorms, just that it's rough thunderstorms, a lot of lightning, a lot of straight-line wind, or what about tornadic activity?
Right now, we don't expect any kind of tornado activity, but we can look to some gusty winds in those thunderstorms Thursday night. And severe thunderstorms are usually storms that produce winds of around 55 to 60 miles per hour or greater. But these would be straight-line winds.
It's enough to blow the hat off your head right there.
It would do that, yes.
and also, the discussions come up because you've talked about the fact that, what are we, a couple inches behind in rainfall so far
this
year?
That's right, about 2 inches below normal for this time of the year.
Okay, so I like to explain the rest of the story, which is good. That is taken from a gauge where?
This is the gauge out at the airport and out in West Mobile, and that's the official recording for the city of Mobile.
But if you look around the state of Alabama, that's not the story for the rest of the state.
Yeah, that's right, because you know, over the last couple of months and even before that, we've had a lot of rain over the western portion of Alabama and even interior southwest Alabama. And that, of course, accounts for the high river stages that we've had and still have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's stories of people that have not seen flooding like this for years are seeing it right now. Some of them say it's, you know, kind of like what they see from rising water levels with an oncoming hurricane or something, but they're seeing it now from the Mobile River system backing up there. And you said another 2 inches of rain coming.
That's possible. 1 to 2 inches of rain on Thursday, showers during the day, and then the heavier showers at night when that cold front moves through.
All right, Dr. Bill, this kind of information, a whole lot more available in the Almanac. Tell them about it.
Yeah, we still have copies available, and remember, they're free. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop it at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, and also Billy Langford Allstate. And Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, they have copies, and also Robert Sale Power Equipment. Here in Mobile, West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on I-65. Also, Robert Moore Christmas Town and Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road. And those almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's your staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. If you get a chance, head on over to fmtalk1065.com. That, lucky for us, is our website. And
I'm glad it was available.
It was a good thing for us. When you're over there, you can check out podcast of this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming we do. Also, the online opinion poll question, should we stick with daylight saving time going forward? And while you're there, too, check out the three big things, top news stories of the day.
Are you allowed to say how you voted, or is that against the law?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, I don't care.
I voted yes. Throw the book at me. I voted yes as well. You can vote right now, fmtalk1065.com. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound right at Theodore Dawes. They've got an accident backing up traffic for a few miles now, so be patient. If you're stuck in that mess, it's going to be slow for a while. Also, we've got another accident clearing at Airport Boulevard and Providence Park Drive east, but again, the heaviest traffic eastbound I-10 right by 90 at Theodore Dawes. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Wayne Rivers and discuss family business succession planning. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Wayne Rivers runs the Family Business Institute, where he consults with family businesses as they struggle with the transition from one generation to the next. The senior generation won't let go, and the next generation is afraid of confronting the current leadership. Wayne says the next generation should quit and prove their worth elsewhere in the marketplace. When that happens, they're quickly asked to return. But, says Wayne, the next generation is afraid to leave because they may learn they're actually not very good. Listen 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. As some of the local TV news has gone casual with their morning show, we'll let people know that it'll be 10 years coming up May 1st, 10 years of the station May 1st, we've been without tie. There's only probably four or five shows I've ever done with a tie on in here.
Yes.
We wear a lot of colored shirts, but we've been sans tie for almost a decade.
Very often I'll wear a sports shirt and a backwards hat.
That's right. That's right. So I take that TV news when you take your jackets and ties off. All right, 7:43, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you were like many of us, daylight saving time has caught you off guard, caught you wanting to take a nap, or just simply thrown off your entire routine. So the question is, what do you think about getting rid of springing our clocks forward or putting our clocks back an hour anymore? President Trump tweeted on Monday that he was in favor of doing away with a twice yearly time change, in favor of making daylight saving time year round. Of course, daylight saving time began Sunday at 2 a.m. According to the Associated Press, during World War I, originally the move was suggested to conserve energy, though the origins of DST go all the way back to Benjamin Franklin while visiting Paris in 1784. Franklin wrote a letter to a Paris newspaper proposing a tax on those whose windows were closed after sunrise. The reason behind that letter, though, was meant to encourage the use of sunshine instead of candles. A time change, believe it or not, has been blamed for an increase in heart attacks and other health problems and vehicle accidents. So right now, we are scheduled to fall back an hour November the 3rd. Arizona and Hawaii, the overseas territories of American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the United States Virgin Islands, they all opt out of daylight saving time, and they remain on standard time year-round. Several states right now have recently voted to remain on DST all year. Now, all those states can approve the change. It would then have to pass Congress and be signed by the president. The Alabama Supreme Court has set an execution date for Christopher Lee Price. He is the man convicted of killing a minister in Fayette County. 46-year-old Price was convicted in the 1991 robbery and death of Minister Bill Lynn. The pastor was fatally stabbed outside his home just 3 days before Christmas. According to court records, he was putting together Christmas presents for his grandchildren when the power went out. When he walked outside to check the power box, that's when he was attacked. His wife, Bessie Lynn, was also wounded. Pastor Lynn died on a his way to the hospital. Price was arrested in Tennessee several days later and convicted in 1993. Price is said to be executed Thursday, April the 11th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere. And with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe. Be legal. Be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor. This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It was like a jolt. And I thought, man. And then my sister-in-law texted me. She said, hey, did you feel that?
Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. On Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt near Jay, Florida. Speed is believed to be a factor in a weekend crash that killed a Baldwin County teenager. State troopers say an SUV ran off the road, hit a ditch, and rolled over at least two times. Passenger 17-year-old David Gooch was thrown from the SUV and died. A Mobile funeral home is ordered to pay $12 million to a family after the funeral home lost a loved one's remains. Shelly Hood sued Pinecrest Funeral Home after the funeral home couldn't tell her where her mother was buried. A big crowd expected at Stankey Field tonight. The South Alabama Jags welcome the 17th-ranked Auburn Tigers. First pitch is at 6:30. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy. Treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
Auburn leaps back into the top 25. NFL free agency has unofficially begun, and UFC superstar Conor McGregor arrested again. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As we enter championship week in college basketball, the final AP Top 25 poll was released before Selection Sunday this weekend for the NCAA tournament. The top three teams remain unchanged, with Gonzaga ranked number one, Virginia ranked number two, and North Carolina remains ranked third. The Kentucky Wildcats moved up two places to four. Duke dropped one spot to number five, followed by Michigan State, Texas Tech, Tennessee at number eight, LSU at number nine, and Michigan ranked 10th. Auburn moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Tigers upset then number five ranked Tennessee on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars women's team advanced to round two of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament after beating Louisiana 73-61 at the Mitchell Center in round one last night. South's Antoinette Lewis led all scorers with 20 points and grabbed 12 rebounds for her 10th double-double of the season. Earlier Monday, Lewis was announced as a first-team All-Sun Belt player. Today, the seventh-seeded Jags play round two against number six-seed Texas State. The tournament now moves to its main site in New Orleans at the Lakefront Arena. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. The men's Jaguars team begins the Sun Belt tournament tonight with a first-round game against number nine-seed Arkansas State. The eighth-seeded Jags get to play one last time this season at home in the Mitchell Center. The game is set to begin at 7 o'clock. The NFL league year officially begins tomorrow, but Monday began what the NFL calls the legal tampering period. There were many free agent signings announced yesterday, although none of the signings are official until Wednesday, and plenty of former Alabama players on the move this offseason. Landon Collins was the first to reportedly find a new home. He told ESPN's Josina Anderson that he'll sign with the Washington Redskins on a six-year, $84 million contract that includes $45 million guaranteed. This morning, it was announced that former Bama and Baltimore Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley is expected to sign with the New York Jets on a five-year, $85 million contract. He'll get $51 million guaranteed. After announcing a trade for Steelers All-Pro wide receiver Antonio Brown on Sunday, the Oakland Raiders will reportedly sign former New England Patriots left tackle Trent Brown to the richest contract for an offensive lineman in league history. It's a four-year, $66 million contract for Brown with $36.75 million guaranteed. Former LSU Tiger, Arizona Cardinal, and Houston Texans safety Tyrann Mathieu said it to the Kansas City Chiefs when he signs a three-year, $42 million deal. And Tampa Bay receiver DeSean Jackson heading back to Philadelphia, where his career began in 2008. Former UFC 2 Division champion Conor McGregor was arrested on Monday for allegedly smashing someone's phone early Monday in Miami. According to MMAfighting.com, citing the arrest affidavit, McGregor and the alleged victim Ahmed Abderzak of England were both exiting the Fontainebleau Hotel at around 5:20 yesterday morning when Abderzak attempted to take a photo of McGregor with his phone. McGregor allegedly slapped the phone out of Abderzak's hand to the floor and then stomped on it several times before picking up the phone and walking away. The UFC superstar was arrested around 12 hours later on a second-degree felony charge of strong-armed robbery and a third-degree felony charge for criminal mischief. The 30-year-old Irishman, no stranger to run-ins with the law. Last year, he was arrested on two felony counts in Brooklyn after he threw a dolly through a bus window following a UFC media day. McGregor ended up accepting a deal, pleading guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct to avoid jail time. He was suspended 9 months from the UFC. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find them in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 eastbound near Theodore Dawes, backing up traffic on the interstate, also on Theodore Dawes because of an accident. They're in the process of moving out of the roadway. But for now, downtown, the tunnels, the bayway, and the causeway, no other wrecks in the roadways, and it's looking good. If you're looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle, call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state of Alabama. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings at 59 now, heading for high right around 80. More from Dr. Bill on the way right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As the cleanup efforts continue in Lee County, that's where multiple deadly tornadoes touched down. The Lee County Emergency Management Agency says that they need the following items at this time: laundry detergent and fabric softener, sheets, Ziploc baggies, all sizes, garbage bags, all sizes, household cleaning supplies, mops and brooms, snacks like peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers and chips, dry cereal, any kind, coffee, creamer, sugar, juice, soft drinks, feminine hygiene products, baby toddler snacks like rice, oatmeal puffs, and more. The Lee County tornado killed 23 people and injured many more and caused county-wide spread property damage. If you'd like to donate, you can drop off those items at the EMA warehouse at 15691 Highway 280 Smith Station. A recall alert may impact your lunch, your dinner, or maybe your snack plans, as nearly 3,000 pounds of Chef Boyardee rice with chicken and vegetables packages contain beef ravioli products and are under a high-risk recall, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The products may contain milk and wheat, which are known allergens and have not been declared on the product label. The 7.5-ounce microwavable bowls have a Best Buy date of July 8, 2020. On the bottom of the bowl with the establishment number of EST794. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service was notified Friday of the mislabeling of the ravioli bowls. Good news, though, no one has been confirmed as having an adverse reaction, but if you do have the product, you're encouraged not to consume them. The product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. You can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline if you have questions. It's toll-free number 1-888-674-6854, or if you have more food safety questions, you can ask Karen, the virtual representative available 24 hours a day at AskKaren.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, and Kane. And on the way, pack your patience, I guess, because it's Quinn Hilliard's on the way, and we're going to talk about his latest editorial over at the Washington Examiner, Why I Remain a Never-Trumper and What It Means.
Interesting.
So he's going to describe why he remains and define what a never-Trumper is versus a Trump skeptic. Versus a, I guess, a Trump fan versus a Trump acolyte, or go down the list here. We'll talk about that with Quinn coming up. And then, of course, taking your calls next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. You probably want to put that in your contact list, FM Talk 106.5 and 343-0106. Coming right back.